Parsha starts off, Vayoyim Hashem al Avram, Reich lecho mi artecho, umi moil aletecho, mi beis avicho, ala orta shal reko. Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Avram the Nisoyon of Reich lecho mi artecho, umi moil aletecho, umi beis avicho, leave everything. Give up everything. Go to a foreign land. Leave your father's house. Place of birth. Your familiar surroundings and go to a foreign land. We don't even speak the language. Give it all up. Of course, he was promised, but at the end of the day, the tremendous Nisoyon, and it was Nechshav as the first Nisoyon of the Asor Nisyonish and Nisnas of Avraham Avinu. The parasha continues, Vayelech Avraham Kashadiba Elav Hashem Vayelech Itoiloit. Lot goes with him. The Avram ben Chomei Shana and Shimon Shana b'Tzeis Mecharon. An interesting pasuk. The parasha tells us that not only Avram made this journey, but Avram took with him his nephew. But that doesn't only say that he took with him, that's the next pasuk, that the Avram took him with him. It also says, Vayelech itoy Lot. Lot went with him. We have to realize, what he said, what this meant. This was an Nisoyon of leaving your family, your friends, leaving the Beis Avicha. Okay, we can say that a lot of Lot's father, Taka, wasn't around. So he was with his uncle, but Vayelech Ito Lot, Lot was not commanded to go. There was no tshuva for him to go. There was no reason he had to Taka go. And Lot makes the journey, on this journey, we have to realize what travel meant in those times. They traveled by foot, by donkey, days, months, through unpaved roads, to areas where people didn't really travel, and making this trip to Ha'aretz Asher Ara'eka, an unknown land. It needs beer. What needs beer is, Abayisai, that after this tremendous journey, and after this tremendous Mesiras Nefesh of Lot, not only traveling with Avram in the Leich Lecho Mi'aretzecha, but also when Avram comes to Eretz Yisrael, there's famine, there's a matzah of hunger, in the matzah of strife, it's very difficult, they have to go down to Mitzrayim. Lot continues with him, he doesn't complain, he continues with them. In fact, he's given a special bracha, as we'll see later in the next parasha, for the schus of being not Megala, that Sarah was the wife of Avram. He's given a land, a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, he's nasa like a ben. But this same Lot, Rabbi Yisai, who makes the journey from Mesiras Nefesh, who's involved in one of the Asar Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, this same Lot, in the middle of the parasha, we find a tremendous transition, a transformation for this lot that he goes through. The Torah tells us that after coming back from Mitzrayim, getting gifts and getting money and getting everything, Lot and Avram traveled together with much wealth as they were given when they left Mitzrayim. And there's a fight between the Roi Mikne Avram and Roi Mikne Lot. There's a fight between the shepherds, and Avram decides, because there was an union of Gezela going on, that he has to separate. He gives the ultimate, not the ultimate, but he says to Lot, there shouldn't be a fight, let's not have strife. If I go to the right, you go to the left, you go to the left. But, as Rashi says, I'm not going to go too far. Lot lifts his eyes. He sees the Kikar HaYarden. He sees the valley of the Yarden, Gikula Mashke, that it's all fertile, beautiful lands. And he chooses to dwell amongst the Anshei Stoy. Lot has now changed. Something's happened to Lot. And Lot chooses now to leave with the Anshei Stoyim, where the Pasuk says, the Anshei Stoyim Roim V'chatoyim L'Hashem Ma'oid. They're sinners, they're terrible sinners against Hashem. And this Lot, who's under the tutelage of Avram Avinu, all of a sudden decides to move on out. He's packing out! See ya some other time, Rabbi! I got bigger and better things to do tonight! And he's packing out to live in Stoim amongst the Mushoim, the Mushchosim of Stoim. And he leaves Avram, then Hashem comes to Avram. Finally, Avram, Hashem, and Rashi says that Kozma the Rosha was with him, he didn't want to appear to Ron, even though, so Rashi asked the question. Hashem appeared to Avram beforehand when Lot was by him. So Rashi, he was a kosher, he was still a kosher then. Lot has decided to leave. Lot has decided to give up. Lot has decided to abandon not only his Rebbe, but he's abandoning the religion. Very interesting, Rashi. Rashi says, "O boy, say, Vayisa Lot Mikedem, Lot leaves to the north and east." But Rashi goes to Loshen. Mikadmusa Isha Hisiya Atzma Mikadmusha Shaloyim. He went out. He went away from the Ibn Shlomi. He was covered by Ike. He left it. Omar Yef Shaloyim by Avram. The Lot got it. I don't need Avram anymore, and I don't need his God. So we have to understand on both sides what happened to this Lot. Or more so on both sides. At the end of the day, on both sides, there was a transformation, this Lot. In a way which was unbelievable. He went from a Messiah of Lech Lecha to follow wherever we'll go. I don't know where we're going. He's traveling. And there's no food. And he goes down to Egypt. And he's doing all the Mesiris Nefesh of Avram Avinu, which we gave, which this was the sign of Lech Lecha, and Lot is hanging on. And all of a sudden, Rabbi Sai, things change. What happened to Lot, Rabbi Sai? What happened to Lot? We also have to understand that Rashi says, "Vayisa loy mikedem, vayisa loy mikedem." Omar Yefshi ba Avram Yeshu b'lekav. The Ma'aseh says he was going on mikad Musa shaloyim. What do I have to mention Yefshi ba Avram for? What is the point of Yefshi ba Avram? He could have just mentioned it. He said he was kovev beikah. What Yefshi ba Avram Yeshu b'lekav? The pasuk says, "Vayisa loy mikedem." So the another shmuzin I gave in this Indian, I said a different mahalach last year, I think. This year I want to say another mahalach Be'ez Hashem. That's very sadistic to Nagia to our stay in Yeshiva of Oizai. Loit Rachmon al-Islam loses himself. But not Stam Rabbi Sai. He goes to Stoim and he's given the opportunity to come back to Avram and he doesn't, never comes back. He never comes back and he goes so far, Rabbi Sai, that Besoivishal Dovah Light, his ancestors are not welcome to come back to Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, we'll start the Teretz with the Kashas of Yisai, which I once saw from the Aznayim of Torah, beautiful Yisai. The Pasuk says in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Dal, Vayelech Avram, Kashadiba Elov Hashem, Vayelech Itoy Loit. Loit goes with him. The Avram ben Chomei Shonim, Yeshivim Shonim, B'tzei Samechorim. Avram is 55 and 70, 75 years old when he left Schorim. He asked the Aznayim of Torah, Hey, look at Sutskarov. Rav Zalman Sarotskin asked Gavaldi Gakasha. The Pasuk L'Choyra needs beer. It says Avram went, Kashatibe Elov Hashem, Vayechitoy Loit, and Avram was 75 years old when he left Choron. If we were writing the Pasuk, L'Choyra we would have said, Vayech Avram, and finished off talking about Avram, and then got to Loit. Avram went, Kashatibe Elov Hashem, Vayechitoy Loit. But Avram, we switch over to Lona, back to Avram, finish off with Avram, tell how old he was. And then interject that Lot went with him. Why the Pasuk starts off with Avram, interjects with Lot, and then goes back to Avram. Says, does Nayim the Torah Gemal the Yisot. Based on the Vilna Goyim Shavar, the Vilna Goyim tells us that the word Itoy and Imoy mean two different things. S and Im both mean going. But there's a difference between S and in. Itoy, where S means you go together, but you have a different kavana. In means you go together with the same kavana. Exact same kavana. The Pasuk says, Vayelech Itoy Light. Light went with Avram. But what was his kavana? Avram went, Kashadibe Elov Hashem. Hashem told him, Hashem told you gotta go. Vayelech Itoy Loit. Loit went with him. Why did Loit go with him? Why was Loit going with him, Rabbi Zayin? Zok, the Zayin the Torah, that's what the Pasuk's telling you. The Pasuk's not coming to tell you how old Abraham was for the census, to know his age. We want to know history. What was Abraham at that age? And when he left Israel, could be one pshat. We do want to know that was 75 take the trip, but the Aznayim HaTorah is a different pshat. He says the pshat is, that's the reason why Lot went. It's his old uncle who's going to a place where he doesn't know. But who's going to inherit? He has no children. Who's going to inherit him? Lot's going to inherit him. Vayelech he told Lot, why? Because Avram ben Chomish v'shivim shonah v'tzeisim echon. He was 75 years old, without any offspring. Lot knows who's the inheritor. What we want to use this part, Rabbi says, to say, that Lot, had a problem. His problem was that he was greedy.
And he was a Baal Taiva. He wanted Taivas. He wanted pleasures. And he went with Avram. And there was some Mesiris Nefesh. And that's why he was in the Kasher. But lit deep inside of him was a desire for pleasures. Was a desire for Olam Hazeh. And the Emes Chazal tells them the foolish and hoary is the Taiva Yivakish Nivra Zeloit. He separated himself from Avram. What was the Yisoy of the Taiva Yivakish Nivra? He wanted his Taivas. He wanted his enjoyment. He wanted his pleasures. And for that, was love, which was a deep inside his heart, in the mokom of his soinus, the mokom of his desire, was the desire to have more pleasure, have more wealth, in order to have more pleasure from the world. So as soon as he had the opportunity, as soon as it became available, as soon as he got the wealth, he lost himself. The inside, the depth, what was really going on, his mitzvahs came out of the ma'isa, because he never worked on himself. You're right, he went with Avram. But he went with Avram, and he didn't become a complete Talmud of Avram. He was, this is my Rebbe. I call him Rebbe, we take pictures together. Here, Rebbe, have some bamba. Come on, let's shoot a shot, you're eating bamba. I put it in my album, like for the year in Israel. Here, Rebbe eats bamba. Put a little, what's it called? Caption, under the thing. Rebbe eating bamba. Here, my Rebbe, putting up a sign, a basketball sign. Here's my Rebbe, standing on top of a mountain. Look at him, look at the Rebbe, look at that smile on top of the mountain. You have a whole album full of Rebbe pictures. Gewaldig, where did that album go at the end of the year? You put it on the shelf. You put it away. He was my Rebbe. Rebbe, oh Rebbe, very nice. I have a Rebbe, he's in Israel. When is the last time he called you Rebbe? I don't remember exactly. I think it was last Rosh Hashanah or two Rosh Hashanahs ago. Have a great Rosh Hashanah, Rebbe! How's it going? Loit was a vada going with a Rebbe. He had a Rebbe called Avram Avinu. But he came into the yeshiva of Avram Avinu, and he didn't plan on changing. He planned on staying with his Rebbe and being a nice Talmud of the yeshiva, but he's not changing. He's not becoming a real Talmud of the Rebbe. So as soon as the opportunity arrived to escape, Avram says, I'll stay near you. You have to be buried now. What does Lloyd do? He runs away to the area which is the terrible antithesis of Avram Avinu. That's why one time ever, Anshei Sturm, the Pesach brings out, I've forgotten the card, why the Pesach tells now, Anshei Sturm's Rahim V'chatoin. The tenets is, this is not what it tells, he ran away to the opposite extreme to show, he's not my Rebbe, I got nothing from him. You're going to Stein. You're going to a place of Chatoin, Rishoyim, these are people who are the total antithesis, the opposite of Rahim Aminas HaChesed. These people do the most terroristic acts, the most cruel acts, the people, that's who you're running to be with. What'd you get in yeshiva this year? I got the Rebbe and Bamba picture. Blown it up! You got a big Bamba inside! The Rebbe's a little small, but you got blew up the Bamba! Yvoid was enrolled in the Hevek Yeshiva of Avraham Avinu, who taught, there was a Nebuchadnezzar also Bechorot, he made Neshavashos, he changed them lives, he taught people that Derech Hashem, he taught people that you have to do Chesed, he taught people that the Yisoid of the Bria is, what we spoke about in the past before, not thinking about yourself, doing for others, not being self-centered, how much pleasure you can have, and that was loads weakness. But he was enrolled, and the judge said he was a kosher, he stayed with Avram. But as soon as the opportunity arose, He left the yeshiva. He ran away from the yeshiva. He ran away because he never became a true Talmud to his Rebbe, Rebbe Avram. And the opportunity arose, and Avram offered. And Avram, even afterwards, tried to help him. The wars, he rescued him. He never went back. Because he never became a true Talmud to his Rebbe, Rebbe Avram. And that was the chesaron. That's what Rashi says in the Duyaki. Efshi ba'Avram, the Efshi ba'Lakov. Lot's connection was to Avram, through the Rebbe, through being in the yeshiva, but as soon as he left it, I don't want Avram, and I don't want Lakov. We have to realize, oh boy, say, the way to succeed in life, the way to succeed in everything in life, a person has to have a Rebbe, has to have a Kesher. That's how we attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Messiah, a chain. Talmud to Rebbe. Rebbe is going back to Sinai, going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Ribbono Shel Olam. A person who feels he can make it on his own, he doesn't become a Talmud to the Rebbe. He doesn't become he's a student. He comes to Yeshiva for the year. He does his thing. He goes on. Sefer Shel Tova, he doesn't change. V'shinantim levanecha elu atalmidim. What's the pshat? The person hit me for the shmuzah because I'm the kapshat. The Torah, the Rashi says it, v'ashba eschav v'shinantim levanecha elu atalmidim. These are your talmidim. That a talmid is like a bed. And Rashi says you should know and a rebbe is like a art. What's the yisoy, the boy's eye? That means, this didn't pshat, but everybody will tell you the pshat. You have to treat the kid. I want to say another knesh. Just like a boy's eye. The Talmud, or the Ben, I'm sorry, takes on the characteristics, the DNA, the Midos, the Mahalich of the Rebbe, of the father, is in the child. It's second nature, their DNA, their Achayim, everything is in the DNA of the child, because that's the biological Mahalich. So the Torah is teaching you that the Talmud has to become a Ben. That means you have to take on the characteristics of the Rebbe. That's what it means being a Talmud. Becoming a Talmud means not just style, I learned Applebaum, I got the sweatshirt. You got it? I'm wearing this year's sweatshirt. It's a picket an apple, Rabbi Applebaum on an apple. Sitting on top of an apple. Applebaum. I wear the sweatshirt so proudly when I go to Taos. I'm a Talmud of that yeshiva. And I'm not embarrassed to wear it even when I go to the bar. Valdin, make us proud, Rabbosai. Of course, I'm Parshat Alam. I'm doing what Rabbi Avram wants us to do right now. That's why I wear my sweatshirt. Why would I wear my sweatshirt? I'm going to the place. Of course, what other sweatshirt would I wear? This is the place that we represent. Because I'm a Talmud. Maybe we should get different type sweatshirts. Kings! For the Meister of Oisai, that was that for Yisoid. Vishinanta Levanecha, and a person comes into the yeshiva, he takes on the characteristics. Lloyd was in the yeshiva after he was a kosher, he was hanging around Avram with a kosher, but he never changed! Because that characteristics that he had, he never went into the yeshiva to change. He went with the fourth that he'll inherit his uncle. He'll get it. The service will come. Okay, he was good. He was from. He served up or he davened in the yeshiva. But did he change? Did he become different? The ones that change are the ones who become talmidim. They come to the shmuz. They get from the yesoidas of the Torah. Of what we're preaching, of every yeshiva. They saw Rav Shlomo Freifeld talking in the book, they wrote about him. He wrote a Murad Gazach about this, also the same insight. When he was writing it, when he was saying the Yisoid of Talmidim, the most honest gauge of a Talmud's success is not how much he has learned or how he behaves. Is the amethyst of his relationship with his Rebbe.
the insight of how much a shtaging of a Baruch has told much what is his relationship with his Rebbe. How much he's close with his Rebbe and how much he follows his Rebbe. Not just when he's stuck. Not just he calls him every Rosh Hashanah. He just wishes to send him a Rosh Hashanah card. Not just on Purim, he buys the Rebbe a nice Mishloach Manos basket. The Rebbe likes banana chips. What a nice Talmid. He got him special, wise banana chips from America, Rebbe. I got you special. Oh, you're my Rebbe. Rebbe! I want to learn, Rebbe! He's going after Purim to who knows where. He wants to learn. Try what he wants to learn. That's what he had. He likes kissing the Rebbe on Purim. Rebbe! I love the Rebbe! 6 years later, because of the first time he calls him, Rebbe, how's it going? Who's this? Oh, you know, I gave you a kiss one Purim. You're my Rebbe forever. I'm sorry I couldn't invite you to chassid, I just forgot about you. You're on the bottom of the list. But you're still my Rebbe. I'm sending you a postcard of me and my wife to my Rebbe with love. Larry and Joan. Shalom. Dear Rebbe. That's a Rebbe? But it's not only that Rebbe's side. St. Tom was the Bracha tonight. Not only that, Rabbi Sai. Not only that. It's the Matthias. It's the Matthias of Rabbi Sai. And when a person's connected to a Rebbe, his life is different. My wife went to the Shiurim. For Victor Miller, Zecha Tzadik, for Kodesh Bracha. And he used to scream, he used to tell all the girls, I want to tell you, you saw this. Never, listen carefully, never ever marry a bracha that doesn't have a Rebbe. And he didn't mean the Rebbe on the back of the picture of Larry and Joan. He meant never ever don't marry a bracha that doesn't have a Rebbe. It doesn't matter what he's doing in life, he could be working for Joe's plumbing service. He comes to his Rebbe in his overall with his plumber's plunger. Rebbe, what's up? Pretty good, Larry. He comes in, but he asks Shilas. He comes in to speak to his Rebbe. He talks out what she's doing in his life. Reb Scheinman used to always say, they come to my house, everybody comes with big Shilas. They come with a spoon. It's half plastic and half metal. It's worth about three shekel, maybe. What happened? It fell with a vilchik, inflation, for a half hour. I'm trying to say, they made me crazy. The penyoyas, and what from day today, when was it used with the milk? It was you, she's not sure. When it was, get out of here, I'll buy you a new spoon, he says. It costs 3 shekel. But when they have a decision, should they move back to America? What should they do? Oh, well, I just came out of the bathroom. I was thinking very big teeth. I had enough time to think about it. I decided I think we were going to move back. I think we had enough in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, honey, maybe we should ask Rabbi Scheinberg. Well, we only ask him spoon shilas. This is only a shilas about our lives. We only have shilas on spoons and forks. But it's renamed Rabbi Scheinberg's house called Spoons. We have shadows on life issues. What we should do? We should send our kids. What we do in life? Rabbi Scheinberg, Rabbi, no. You have a shadow on his moon. The fork. Put it in Rabbi Scheinberg's nose. What does it look like, Rabbi Scheinberg? How do you see the fork? Which vine on the fork is kosher, not kosher? 45 minutes with the fork. But when it comes to a shadow, what I should do? Where I should go? How I should conduct my life? No, he has rabbis. That's for us to decide. Lot also made that decision where he should go. He didn't ask his Rebbe Reb Avram. Well, where do you think I should live? Maybe in Sodom? It's really nice. I can get a nice villa over there in Sodom.
Yeah, but there are murderers and people doing the worst aveiras, znos and everything. What do you think, Rabbi? Maybe I should live down there. He's not asking where he should move out. He doesn't ask his rabbi. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing, Rabbi Yisrael. He lost everything, Rabbi Yisrael. Never to come to his Tekai Israel. He lost it all. When he left Avram, he lost it. He could have had everything. He could have been an inheritor. He could have been the one. The Talmud Muvuk, like the man Eliezer. He could have had a meridic life. He could have been chatted to Klai Yisrael. But Servishal Dover, the worst. He lived with his daughters. That's what happened to him. He didn't want to go back to Avram. He said, Malach, run back to Avram. No, I know better. I'm going to go to this place. Next week's parasha. I'll go out to Ellensville. I'll open a delicatessen. Kosher delicatessen. A kosher delicatessen will open up over there. Don't worry, Rabbi. Is it a good place to go? He's not asking. He's telling his rabbi. He's right where he's going. Son of a Shaldava, you see him 2 months, 2 years later. What happened to you, Shlomo? Where's your kippah? Oh, I didn't know you were a jump. I didn't know your last name was Jump. What happened to your kippah? Well, you see, Rabbi, people around here don't wear kippahs. They wear bottle caps. I got choice, Pepsi or Sprite. I chose Pepsi. Call me, try my Pepsi. What happened to you? What's going on with you? Where's your house? Look at the kids. They look like Goyim. There's no school over here. They get Hebrew lessons in the afternoon. Look, they can read Tapuzina. They don't know about the Ibn Shalom. Tapuzina. They can read Hebrew. Galadic. We ended up in Menorah that plays the national anthem. Galadic. We're Jewish. What happened? He didn't ask the Rebbe, Shmuel, because he has no Rebbe. He doesn't understand what it means to have a Rebbe. And that's the whole success of a person. A person goes to yeshiva, you come to yeshiva, you're there to get, not only to be Yish, not to Banecha, because Rashi, just like the Rebbe's called, just like the Talmidim are called sons, the Rebbe's called the father. You have to become like a child. That's what he's doing in yeshiva. And you have to learn the ways of the Rebbe, and change and become under his wings and follow in the ways the best of your ability. But Lot wanted to live with his tithes. He didn't want to change. It was nice to go along for the ride. Maybe I'll get some money out of it. I'll be frum. I'll be nice. I'll wear a nice black kippah and yeshiva. I'll even sometimes put on a hat. Maybe a baseball hat, but I'll put on a hat for davening. A cowboy hat or something. Just to make the rabbi happy. But when I'm fitting him out, that's it. There's no more rabbi. I'm going to decide how to live. What a sakana, Rabbi. And what a sakana. Lloyd runs away from his Rebbe. And what happens? The end of his life, Rabbi Sai. Rachmanis, he lost his wife. He lost his children. They got burnt up in Stein. He lives with his daughters. Everybody, he ends life in a situation where the whole world looks at him with scorn. They're making fun of him. He lived with his daughters. He's not accepted into Klal Yisrael again. Moyav, your children are not accepted. He lost the opportunity because he left his Rebbe. He efshiba Avram, Maduik and Rashi, he efshiba Lekov. I don't need my Rebbe, and I don't need the Ribbono Shel because his attachment to his Ribbono Shel was to his Rebbe. And once he left his Rebbe, that's it, it's over. I say, O-V-E-R. The whole Yiddishkeit is gone. He lives, goes to Stoyim. He lives in an area that's Mushchos, and that total opposite of Avram. Because he doesn't change. He goes with that Machshava that he's going to get wealth, and he doesn't become the Talmud. He doesn't become the Talmud son of the Rebbe, the father of Avram. And mainly he was in yeshiva, the service of Dover, nothing happens.
But a scary thing about that. You look at it, it's a very nice story. Very nice, pass the tea. Do you have any good, like, tales of Talmud, you know, Medrash? We could read with this Shabbos. Maybe have a coloring book, we could color it in. Rogue leaving Avram with the two things. Color load black and white for the Avram. A pretty nice picture of Isaac. This is life. I always tell Bochum, even Bochum that keep a cash with me, Bochum, I Bochum, still keep a cash with me. Get a Rebbe in America also, wherever you are, get somebody, have a cash with a Rav. Have a cash with a Talmud Chacham. Wherever you are, a person should have a cash with somebody. You need to make cash yourself with your burnish. We can't do it on our own. The person's very no gave it, though. We have to make decisions in life. Where you should go, what he should do, what should he go to this, should he go to this business, should he take on this thing, should he marry this girl? You need to have someone that you can talk to. You very no gave it over. And these are decisions that B'Sevesh Dover could mean steiging, could be Hatzloch in life, could mean unbelievable Yiddishkeit and remaining as Erlein, or it could mean Chas V'Shalom, the downfall. It could fall into the pit of H-E-L-L. That's what a person has to understand when he comes to yeshiva. You're not coming over and I'm doing my year. You could do that also, very nice, and have 1,000 photographs of what you did this year in Israel. With all the pictures of your Rebbe. A separate album, he said. This is my Rebbe album. All the rabbis in yeshiva. Here's Rabbi Silverstein playing the guitar. Here's Rabbi this. And yeshiva, you know, put on some stupid hat. They put on some other Rebbe for Purim. And you know, here's my Rebbe album. You know, here's my Rebbe eating a piece of cake. You know, here's my Rebbe, you know. Everything but learning. Everything in the picture of the Rebbe. The Rebbe here is picking his nose. Everything, you know, but everything is doing the Rebbe is chutz from the learning. That's what I have in the picture of the Rebbe. The Rebbe's not stop supposed to be some, like, you know, monument, something that you put away, you know, some, you know, spectacle that you put away in some album and hide it away. It's supposed to be a real father. It's supposed to be a connection. It's supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to get connected in a very, very strong way. In that you shape your way, your mahalach achayim, that's why you be a ben to a father. And that's because the Messiah, how it's given was Rebbe the Talmud. The Chaim Shulevitz is an unbelievable chiddush. The Gemara says in Erevin, Daf Samach Gimel. The Gemara says over there that there was a Talmud who was paskind a halacha shaloi b'fnei rabba. He paskind a halacha in front of his Rebbe. The Gemara says that because of that, one of the Amorim said, I don't believe he's going to live out the year. And he didn't live out the year. And Chazal learned that tomorrow and another day, that person who was poised, he was passed along with his name, Rabbi, Shalom with his Rabbi, his Rabbi could pass, he passed his brother, Chazal says, Chayv Nisa. And it's a penalty to Chazal, for such an opportunity, he passed the Shalom, Shalom with his name, Rabbi, what's the problem? Chayv Shalom says, you're breaking the chain of the Messiah. There's a Messiah. You're passing in front of your Rebbe, you're passing away. What's the Pshad? The Pshad is that you hold your greater than the Rebbe. You're taking. Pshad says there's no Rebbe Talmud relationship. There's no Rebbe Talmud relationship. There's no Messiah back to Har Sinai. That's how it is, a chain. Rebbe Talmud, Rebbe Talmud, Rebbe Talmud, all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam in his Yad HaSaka lists the generation. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, the first Mishnah of Rabbis. Moshe Kibbutz Torah Sinai, it was early Yeshua, it was given over from generation to generation, from Rebbe to Talmud, from Rebbe to Talmud. A chain of events, and someone who breaks the chain, he's not connected to the Messiah. Tradition! Very nice, you can all sing it. What does it mean? Messiah, Rabbi Sah. Messiah, connection! Back to Sinai, that connects us back to Sinai, Rebbe Talmud. The person has to realize that in order for him to be not just successful, but in order to continue the life of Yiddishkeit, you gotta be connected to a Rebbe. Whoever the Rebbe is, we're not being Davki here, boy, saying your whole life. You gotta be connected to a Rebbe. Rav Ober. Zatzal was the one of the Dolim Mashkichim in Eretz Yisrael. His Rebbe, for many years, had been in the Bame, but when he came to Eretz Yisrael, he had a Rebbe, but he was also connected to Rav Hutna. Zatzal. Rav Hutna was Nifta, he was Mekabel, he was Mishamish, his son-in-law was still alive, Yonatan David. If you used to see him go to him, he had other Rebbeim also, and they couldn't believe it, he was like at least 20 years older than him. But Rav Volbo understood that he needed a rabbi. Everybody needs a rabbi. Chazal sees the lashon called This is Yisoy that Yisoy is supposed to be giving over today. It's a different mahal we said for different years. But Beduik Yevshi Ba'avrom Yeshi Ba'avakov, his connection was through his Rebbe, and as soon as he left his Rebbe, he didn't have a kesher with the Rebbe, his whole Yiddishkeit went down the drain of this. It's something that we have to really ingrain within us, Rebbe. We can't forget it. We have to keep a part of it. You have to make an effort for it, Rebbe. There are Baruch Hashem in many yeshivas, Baruch Hashem today, there are Rebbeim that often use it was much harder. Today there are Rebbeim that give the opportunity that you can make the kesher. But Rebbe, it's supposed to be a kesher shakayom. It's something that's going to help you for your whole life, Rabbi Yisrael. How many decisions, how many things in life, you have to talk it over. You need to make sure you're making the right decision. Look at the decision by Lord, Rabbi Yisrael. He wasn't a stupid person, but he went to live with Rishayim. There's so many decisions in life that there's mamash a hair's breadth between the making right and wrong, and a person's no gay bedover. Loads of old desire. For wealth and for all that stuff, that influenced his decision, and he couldn't see straight. And Rabbi Shlomo made such a terrible decision. Why? He didn't discuss it with his Rebbe. He was in a fight. He had left his Rebbe. Zogt Chazal Brachas Davches Shloima HaMelech Bechocham Mikol Odom. Rabbi said there was no one smarter than Shloima HaMelech. No one could tell him was smarter than Shloima HaMelech. Zochazal calls man Shishimi ben Geira Yechai Loi Nosa Bas Paro. His downfall, from a man, the downfall he married Bas Paro and so much Shaldova, things came out. But calls man that his Rebbe was alive, Shimi ben Geira was alive, Loi Nosa Bas Paro. But he didn't marry Bas Paro. Shvayna Mel Zuchocha Mikolon, he's a Rebbe? Terence says yes, because the person has a Ritzoinus, has the gears around him. And he could be the smartest, Shloima HaMelech, he might make the wrong decision without discussing it with somebody with the Rebbe. The boy side, this is something that I can't repeat enough. The boy side, something that's so important. We're not talking about every decision in your life, but we're talking about the major things. The boy side, the person has to acquire. Asei l'chorav, the Mishnah tells us very, very carefully. Asei l'chorav. Asei l'chorav, you gotta make for yourself a Rebbe. It doesn't have to be bought like a chavrut. Knei l'chachavah, chav is also merdic and porn. For different shmuz, for different time. But asei l'chorav, a person must acquire a Rebbe. The Eza Hashem Yisbarach, a person has to realize how much a Rebbe is involved in his life, how much a Rebbe davens for the Talmud, Zoyvi Ben, and how much the relationship helps that a person has a certainty that the Chazal's mashmah also is not only the fact that Shalom, but he felt a certain type of, when a person has somebody on top of him, when a person has somebody that he has to look up to, when a person has somebody that he has to discuss with it, there's a certain feeling of humbleness, there's a certain feeling that, you know, I have a certain type of authority on top of me. And some people don't like that, but the fact that you do have the authority, it keeps you intact, it keeps you in check. And I don't have to answer to someone. I have to go back to my Rebbe report. It keeps you in check. You don't lose yourself. When you're free, and no one on top, okay, I can do what I want, and that's what I like to do. But at the end of the day, you can destroy yourself. You can blow yourself. You can be self-destruction. Lloyd destroyed it for his whole future, with one decision. Because he didn't ask his Rebbe. Because he didn't have a Rebbe. Because he decided that time to split. We should be zoicha to understand the Yisoid, Asei l'chorav, zoicha to Eiza Hashem, that become true Talmidim, every one of us, including myself, the emes of Talmidim, and through the koyach to be a Talmud of Eiza Hashem, be zoicha the Mesoira, the emes of Mesoira back to Sinai, be zoicha to see once again the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Vias Mashiach Zekeinu, the Vehav Yemim.